I'm Jorge Salazar for the Texas Advanced Computing Center. Today on the podcast, we're joined by Greg Fenves, president of the University of Texas at Austin. Fenves visited the studio shortly after his remarks for the dedication of the Frontera supercomputer, a great new tool for university researchers and the fastest computer on any campus in the world. Dr. Fenves, welcome to the podcast.
Thank you.
Now, last we spoke was the dedication last year of Stampede 2, the most powerful supercomputer on any university in the United States, located here at the University of Texas at Austin. Now in September 2019, we're celebrating the launch of Frontera, the most powerful supercomputer on any university in the entire world. How do you feel about UT Austin's achievements in supercomputing for science?
UT Austin, in particular TAC, has had a leadership role in high-performance computing. And it seems like I'm here every year now for a new announcement. And I'm immensely proud of what TAC and the entire team here has done. It's a very competitive field to maintain that leadership where across the United States and laboratories and universities and around the world, we are competing for having the fastest, most powerful computers. And what's driving that is the need for more computing power to solve bigger and tougher problems. And I'm very proud to be here today in September 2019 with the announcement of Frontera as the fastest supercomputer at a university anywhere in the world as we maintain that leadership position.
May I speak a little bit about your past? As an engineer who has used advanced computing for your research, would you speak a little bit to what's valuable in supercomputing for the faculty at UT Austin and also the students?
Well, my research has primarily been in computing fields and computational mechanics applied to engineering problems. And the types of problems we can solve in terms of resolution in space and resolution in time, the fidelity of computational predictions and simulations of how systems behave, really depends on the computing power that's available. And given a certain amount of computing power, we can design algorithms and we can design models to take advantage of that, which allows us, think of it as a more powerful microscope, to be able to look in more detail about the physical processes that are governing the world that we live in. And so the more powerful the computer, the more accurate the simulations we can have.
Yeah, I imagine that's one of the things that's exciting about Frontera is that it's giving scientists a tool that I imagine some didn't even know could exist and could allow them to work on things that they hadn't thought of before.
So the computing power really does open your eyes to new possibilities of discovery. And it's so important for students to be able to have access to the latest technology because you have to develop new algorithms, new software architecture, new ways of formulating problems to be able to take advantage of the computing power. And that's part of the education and it's part of the research students' experience here at UT or any organization or any university that's using Frontera.
Some of the research that TAC does is working with Clint Dawson in forecasting hurricane storm surge using Stampede, now Frontera. This is an example, I think, of research here at the university that is changing lives and saving lives.
UT has been a leader in understanding how climate affects weather, that affects storms. And if we think about the coastal part of Texas, the coast of Texas and the coastal United States, about how damaging these storms can be, being able to do real-time simulations, given the actual weather patterns that are forming, and to look ahead predictively, and to be able to do it faster before the storm hits. We weren't able to do that a decade ago. The computations took longer than for the storm. And now these can be done much faster. And it's providing a real-time tool for emergency responders, emergency planning, and how communities are going to be able to respond to a major hurricane or storm.
What's the most important thing that you'd like people to know about the Frontera supercomputer at the Texas Advanced Computing Center?
I think the most important thing about Frontera is it's not just a fast computer. It's not just a new tool. It's inspired by our desire to discover more and to solve problems with more accuracy. And that's what's really driving advanced computing. It's not having the biggest computer, the fastest computer. It's a tool to help us solve problems better.
You've been listening to Greg Fenves, president of the University of Texas at Austin. For the Texas Advanced Computing Center, I'm Jorge Salazar.